Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with
Welcome
you.
Welcome to a very special Mama Mary episode. Welcome to May. If we add the letter R to the month of May, we get Mary. And this first weekend in May is such a wonderful opportunity to go a bit deeper, perhaps in our relationship with Mama Mary. Now, I know if you are listening and you are not Catholic, or perhaps you are Catholic and you really haven't yet developed a relationship with Mary, you may wonder why Catholics honor Mary in the way that we do. And I want to reiterate that. We honor her. We do not worship Mary. Never have we, never will we worship her. Worship is for God alone. And there's a wonderful saying from St. Maximilian Kolbe, and it's this: don't be afraid to love Mary too much, because you could never love her as much as Jesus loves her, because she's his mama. And with that thought, let's go to our first song. This is one that I wrote as the title track for a record a few years ago called Lend Me Your Heart. When I think of my relationship with Mary, I would be a complete liar if I didn't say that daily I ask her for things, right? I don't worship her. I honor her. I love her. I hold her in such great esteem. And I go to her as a mom. I go to her as my mama, and I ask her to be with me. I ask her to share her grace with me. I ask her to intercede for myself, my husband, my adults, their spouses, our grandchildren, our friends, all throughout the world, because Mary is so close to the heart of Christ. She carried him beneath her heart in her womb for 9 months. So that's where the thought of this project came from, Lend Me Your Heart, and this is the title track. Lend Me Your Heart, from me, your host, Julie Carrick.
Lend me your heart, Mary, lend me your heart. Through your immaculate heart, into the sacred heart. Lend me your heart. Lend me your heart.
Another saint who has such a great regard and such a beautiful affinity for our Blessed Mother is Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. You probably know the beautiful prayer, the Memorare, but there's a wonderful piece of work that he wrote, a poem, and from that poem is going to come our next song. Liz Owen, a dear friend and composer from Michigan, took that beautiful poem of Saint Bernard where the angel Gabriel came to Mary and said, God has chosen you, and what do you say? And for that brief moment, the world held its breath. Heaven held its breath for Mary's reply, knowing that from her that yes would come and our Savior would be born. But for that moment, while the world held its breath and Mary's heart said yes, wow, what an experience. So from Liz Owen, One Reply.
You have heard, O Virgin Mind, you will bear a son, and not by man, but by the Spirit, freedom shall be
can't afford the desire.
thy word. And thus salvation came to be.
Again, I want to reiterate, you know, we do get a bad rap so many times as Catholic because there's such a misunderstanding about Mary. We don't worship her. We love her. And why wouldn't we love her? God loved her so much that she was chosen to be the mother of the Savior. And the Savior could not come from imperfection. So she had to be perfect. So from the moment she was conceived in the womb of Saint Anne, God had given her the most remarkable grace of purity. Mary was not a puppet. She had the same gift of free will that each and every one of us has. But God knows that she would use it perfectly. And so he preserved her soul in the most magnificent manner so that she, who was conceived without sin, would then conceive by the power of the Holy Spirit and give birth to Jesus Christ, our Savior, who, by the way, we do worship and adore and hold in the highest esteem above any and everyone else. No other creature in heaven and earth could ever draw from us the greatest amount of praise and glory that we give to Jesus Christ, to our beautiful God and Savior. And so Mary's yes, when she conceived of the Holy Spirit, I mean, look that up in Luke's gospel. She conceived of the Holy Spirit and carried within her the Christ. Of course, we're going to honor her and love her. And she spent her life with Christ. She spent her bringing him into this world and then following him through his ministry. She alone, next to Saint John and Mary Magdalene, stood at the foot of the cross when all of the rest of them deserted him. And she alone stood there looking into the face of her deceased son when his body was taken down from the cross and laid into her lap. From the moment she conceived him in her womb until the moment she saw him ascend to heaven and was then present in that upper room on Pentecost with that outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that same Holy Spirit who overshadowed her when she conceived, gave her the great consolation in Pentecost that everything was okay. But she walked that journey with him perfectly. That's going to take us to our next song from Michael John Poirier, his beautiful song, La Pietà.
Mary was alone that long ago midnight when the angel Gabriel came to her whispering, Hail Mary, Holy Mary, rejoice and be glad, for you have found favor with the Lord. Mama still remembers when she would laugh and play with him, and the day he learned to stand, letting go of Mama's hand. Mary prayed, oh my precious baby, oh my precious son, oh Jesus, God's will be done in you. She began to tremble there in the courtyard as they brought her son before the angry crowd below. They were shouting all around her, crucify. crucify the one who claims to be the Son of our God. And Mama still remembers when she would laugh and play with him, crying now to see him there with the crown they made him wear. Mary, pray. Oh, my precious baby. Oh, my precious son. Oh, Jesus, what have they done to you? Mary's heart was breaking, holding the lifeless form. She kissed his holy brow. No pain can touch you now, she whispered as she held him. Let it be done according to the word of the Lord. Mama still remembers when she would laugh and play with him, crying now that he was gone, praying it would not be long. Mary said, oh my precious baby, oh my precious son, oh Jesus, look what they've done to you. Trusting in the Father that he would make it right, whispering a prayer far into the night. Trusting in the promise, Mary closed her eyes, dreaming of the day her son would arise. And she started crying when she heard the news. Mary, your son is alive. He is risen, just as he promised. He is living again.
Sharing that one with us. If you've just joined us today on We Sing Our Faith, I am your host, Catholic recording artist, mission presenter, and author, Julie Carrick. It is always such a privilege to spend this hour with you, sharing the music and the heart, the ministry of many of today's Catholic recording artists. For information about each and every one of us, please visit wesingourfaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org. That's the site. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874, and we are here to connect you. And as we continue along with this beautiful Mother Mary episode in this month of May, I want to go to one more from my Lend Me Your Heart project. This song is called Held Within Your Heart. And again, we take these beautiful things about Mary from Scripture. And in Luke's Gospel, it says again that Mary pondered and held all of these things in her heart. And if we could ponder the life of Christ, if we could ponder the love of Christ in the way that Mary does that, what a different world we would be living in. And when I think of all the things that Mary held in her heart, as I said, from the moment Christ was conceived, as he was born, and instead of it being an easy thing for her, she and Joseph had to flee into Egypt because Herod was calling for the death of all male children under the age of 2 when Christ was born. So to save his life, they became refugees in a foreign country. And when it was finally time to come home and to present him in the temple, we read that in the words of Simeon, as Mary and Joseph came forward, he said, "This child will be the rise and fall of many, and you, woman, a sword will pierce your heart." Mary knew that there would be suffering, and yet she said yes, and she held that in her heart. And she held all of those things throughout the life of Christ and his ministry in her heart. But that immaculate heart, that heart of Mary that knows every detail of Jesus, is such an incredible portal of grace for each one of us if we would reach out to her and say, "Mama Mary, please take me through your immaculate heart into the perfect sacred heart of your Son. Teach me to love him as you love him." So, from me, your host, Julie Carrick, Held Within Your Heart.
Who could you go to? Who could you tell your story to? Who could ever, 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 ever comprehend the life that he'd prepared for you to live? And there it was in front of could you tell your story to? Who could ever, 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 ever comprehend the life that he'd prepared for you to live? And there it was in front of you. You heard, you saw, you knew. And all of this you held within your heart. And all of this you held within your heart.
Now, another favorite Mary song, and I love the fact that even though it's in Latin, even though many people may not even realize what they're hearing sung as they sing or hear the Ave Maria, Gratia Plena, that beautiful Latin prayer is actually the English prayer that we know of, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. And then we ask her, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We, who were responsible for what happened to her son, the fact that he was willing to be our Redeemer, to suffer and die, and go through everything that he went through to open wide the door of salvation for us, we have the audacity to ask his mother, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for me, a sinner. Pray for me, the one who caused this pain and suffering to your son. And then at the hour of my death, please stand in the gap. Please stand there as my intercessor, asking Jesus Christ, asking God our Father to have mercy and allow me into paradise. That's what we're saying in that responsive part of the prayer. And so if we don't have this relationship with Mary, how dare we ask her to pray for us if we are not really walking closely with her in our daily life? So knowing what this prayer means, this Hail Mary or the Ave Maria, let's go to Jamie Teton now and her beautiful, beautiful version of this wonderful prayer.
Maria, grazia plena.
Thank you, Jamie, for sharing that beautiful gift. And now I want to go to one that is the most beautiful prayer, the Immaculate Mary. The lyric of this song is just absolutely incredible. It's beautiful. And I really love the way that Chuck and Alicia Brock have taken this old hymn that has the lyric of honoring Mary and asking her to be our mother, and then to say that beautiful Ave again, calling on Mama Mary to intercede for us. And what Chuck and Alicia did was they took this very old, beautiful Marian hymn, and they updated it a few years ago when they were working on this beautiful hymns project. And so the new melody that you're going to hear in this one, it's just stirring to the heart. It's one of those just endearing, beautiful set of lyric with a modernized melody that is just absolutely lilting and has such a beautiful way of engaging us with this wonderful prayer as we ask Mary's intercession. So from Chuck and Alicia Brock from Iowa, their beautiful song, Immaculate Mary.
Immaculate Mary, your praises we sing. You reign now in heaven with Jesus
to go to a really beautiful piece from Jesse Manubusen. And Jesse has such a beautiful affinity as well to our Blessed Mother. He has such a love for her. And he has an incredible project that is specifically about Mary and the beautiful songs that he shares because of his love for the Blessed Mother. And the song, Song of Mary, that we are going to share is one that takes different prayers and then puts them together in one song. Before we go to it, I want to just pray a couple of those prayers. Of course, I've just shared with you the Hail Mary, and then there is the Memorare. I love this one. This was the prayer written by St. Bernard of Clairvaux, and it goes like this. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petition, but in your clemency, hear and answer me. Amen. Asking her to intercede for us. Again, asking her who so perfectly loves Jesus Christ. She, his mother, who knows every detail about him. If we would just ask her daily to pray with us, for us. It's not asking her to do the work, right? We don't expect Mary to give us the miracles. We don't expect Mary to be the one that gives the grace. But we do completely trust in her intercession. I mean, if you would ask a dear friend to pray for you, why wouldn't you ask the mother of your Savior? And so these beautiful prayers that come together to be a part of this song that Jesse has written is one that I pray today is just an encouragement and a blessing to you. So wherever you are listening today, take a few moments now as Jesse Menebusen sings for you, Song of Mary.
Hail Mary, full of grace, Mother of God, pray for us. Blessed are you. Blessed are you, Holy Mary, pray for us. My soul proclaims the greatness of God, and my spirit rejoices in my Savior. God has looked with mercy on this lowly servant, and all generations call you blessed. Hail Mary, full of grace, Mother of God, pray for us. Blessed are you. Blessed are you, Holy Mary. Pray for us. Almighty God has done great things. God has done great things for me. God's mercy falls like the rain, and holy is God's name, and holy is God's name. Blessed are you, blessed are you, Holy Mary, pray for us. God's mighty arm denies the arrogant. God has thrown down the rulers from their thrones, but God has lifted up the meek and the lowly, and the hungry
Blessed are you, blessed are you, Holy Mary, pray for us. Hail Mary, full of grace, Mother of God, pray for us. Blessed are you, blessed are you, Holy Mary, pray for us.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you so much for the beauty of that song. And the song that in a few minutes is going to take us to the top of the hour is one that I wrote at the very last minute when we were finishing the project Lend Me Your Heart before we took off for Nashville to do the recording. And my daughter Heidi was at the house and she was playing this beautiful melody. And I said, honey, what is that? And she says, well, it's one of those pieces that it just kind of resonates in me. And when I was writing this melody, I always kind of had in my mind's eye the Blessed Mother praying. And so as I played this melody, I could just imagine the Blessed Mother interceding for me and my kids. And I was like, wow, what an amazing melody, what an amazing prayer, what an amazing time of just being in that presence of our Blessed Lady asking her intercession. And so I listened through that melody a number of times, and all of a sudden I realized there are all of these names of Mary. Like, we call her Mary, Mother of God, because if we know that the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we could easily say Mother of God, Mother of Jesus, Mother of the Savior, Mama Mary. And then you start looking at the different places around the world where she has visited us. And whether it is in Lourdes, France, one of our daughters, Adel, had an incredible miracle that happened there where she was healed of bone cancer. Our Blessed Lady's perfect intercession. And there are places like Fatima in Spain. And so she's known as Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Lourdes. I love when my husband and I used to tour across the country, we would do a six-month tour, and we went in this big 40-foot tour bus. And I remember going through the sand hills, right, as we went through the sand hills of Nebraska. And there she is known as Our Lady of the Sand Hills, right? Our Lady of Knock in Ireland, and so many places around the world. And so when I was thinking of how I wanted to approach a song about Mary, I realized that one of the miracles in my life was the untying of the knots of brokenness in my marriage between my husband and I. There was so much brokenness in 2004. And I became aware of Mary, untier of knots, and the miracle that happened in Germany, in Augsburg, and we had lived there for 2.5 years, where a young man had come to the priest and said, I don't know what to do, my marriage is falling apart, and I need help, my wife and I need help. And Father told him, don't worry, we're going to take this to the Blessed Mother. And in her miraculous intercession, not only was that marriage spared of being broken and ended, the marriage was so beautifully healed. And from that marriage came the birth of children. And one of those children grew up and became a priest who then helped others, who had that same incredible gift of grace of healing in those relationships like marriage. And so that became very personal for me, knowing her as Our Lady, Untier of Knots. And so to take all of those beautiful names of Mary and to put them together in one song, that's what you're going to hear in this. Asking her to untie the knots of brokenness in your life. Untie the knots of brokenness in marriage relationships. Untie the knots of addiction that hold people so fast, whether it is chemical addiction, alcohol addiction, sex addictions, any of those things that we know need to be untied and we need to be released from in our life. ask Mama Mary to be that intercessor. And so this song comes from my heart, from me, your host, Julie Carrick, Undo the Knots. Again, I just want to just encourage every single one of us, wherever we are listening today, to take some time with Mary, to stop being afraid, to think about those words again, as St. Maximilian Kolbe said at the very beginning of the program, don't be afraid to love Mary too much. You can never love her as much as Jesus loves her. That's his mama. The way that God loved her from the beginning of time, knowing that she would be the perfect vessel, that she, in her yes, using her free will to say yes, then conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and gave birth to Jesus Christ. She who was so intimately connected with the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as to make such a perfect offering of her life for our lives. So, again, take some time with Mama Mary today. And I want to end the program today with her simple prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
Celebrating the culture of life, this is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
I've never heard y'all before. There is this lady with her big white SUV, and on the back of the windshield is this big cross with y'all's radio station underneath. Put it on y'all's radio station anyhow, and then it starts talking about the saints and how the saints give you signs and they lead you into the right direction. I just appreciate you and God for putting that sign in my life and letting me know that it is Him and it's okay.
The Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
You've heard it said, don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. So instead of letting your unused vehicle sit idle one more day, why not donate it to the Guadalupe Radio Network? Just call 1-866-628-2277 or come by grnonline.com and click on Donate Now. That's 1-866-628-2277 or come by grnonline.com and click Donate Now. Later model cars or trucks are greatly appreciated. Seize the day by calling 1-866-2277.
Hey there, Keith Downey here, host of Morning Joy, where truth matters. There's a lot of turmoil on our college campuses this week, but you know our mission at Morning Joy is to help you start your day with truth, joy, humility, and peace. So we've got Monsignor Charles Pope coming on the show this Monday to help us deal with the strife in our lives and start living joyfully. Listen to Morning Joy weekdays at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern here on the Guadalupe Radio Network, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at GRN Online.
Join us in praying a memorare for families experiencing separation. May they find the inspiration for communication and the appeasement required for forgiveness. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. We pray for all your intentions daily. May God bless you.